All right, I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
I thought you were good the whole time. Yeah. You're chill. You're an expert, remember?
Yeah, I am.
Are you comfy?
When the time comes.
He's got a bit soft spoken, yeah, since we started. Sorry, Ryan's like, so what?
So.
I'm good.
You're speaking soft.
Yeah, because we haven't started yet.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Wait, this is us starting. You know that, right? Like, this is our general.
Ah, yeah. It's a, yep, cool. Let's go.
Yep.
Is this in the. Nah.
We're going to start from Ryan going. Nah. This is in. Yeah, this is in, Ryan.
This is in?
Yeah, this is in.
Yeah. Well, they can enjoy it. Lather it up.
Welcome, guys, to the Sip on This podcast. I'm your host, Bianca.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Olivia. Congratulations, Ryan, on getting your degree.
Thank you very much.
Very exciting.
It's been a couple of months now. The degree life, you know.
Besides a piece of paper, what has it given you?
This is the thing, right? Like, it's a degree or not a degree. And you can make arguments either way, but I think I'm definitely happy that I did it because you commit. It makes you commit to something. And if you make the decision not to degree, then are you going to push yourself to do it? Is there someone, you know, who you have to go to every week with a deadline or something to make sure you're actually getting better at what you're doing?
Yeah.
So
it's more of a commitment, and it shows that you can commit to something for a certain period of time and show up.
Like, the thing about doing a degree, I did a Bachelor of Design Visual Communication, so design degree. So, like, anyone can learn to design.
Yeah.
Huss did TAFE as well, and he highly recommends that. I would highly recommend that as well because you learn a lot of skills.
Yeah.
This is specific to design, and we'll get into your marketing degree in a little bit. But, the actual skills of design, anyone can go out and learn them themselves. With the YouTube era and self-teaching, anyone can do it, but would I have got the job here if I wasn't in university having been doing a degree for those years? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's something.
Do you think that it was allowing you to get this job by going to Naj and saying, hey, I'm studying this degree in design. Can I have an internship?
I think that's a big part. If I came in here without being in a university course doing a degree and I just came in as a guy doing an internship, I think there would have been a lot less chance that he would have took me on.
Yeah.
As opposed to being in the degree. And another good thing about actually going to university, which, you know, people might not always think about, is there's people that you can ask questions who know the answers, the actual teachers. So, yeah, you can do all the self-teaching. They push you towards assignments. You do all the work like yourself. You've got to teach yourself a lot in university and just in general. But having that person to ask a question is probably something that people don't actually remember all the time. And it's pretty valuable.
When they're in self-taught, you mean like they don't have that opportunity to do that?
Like, speaking up in university is something that I always did. And I saw a lot of people not do in classes, raising your hand, just ask a question.
Yeah.
And I think that lack of confidence to ask the teacher a question is something that maybe is a reason why there's a lot of people who have the other opinion of, no, I didn't really learn anything. Maybe they didn't ask enough questions with the opportunities they were presented.
Yeah, right. So you feel like maybe some of them didn't take the opportunity and get everything out of it that they should have or could have. Yeah,
100%. Even like one-on-one, like I'm always talking to teachers, learning new things, asking questions. And I think that interaction with the teacher is something that you can't get if you don't go to university.
Yeah.
If you go to TAFE, I'm sure you can get similar stuff.
Yeah.
And you can learn skills, which would be valuable. I still recommend TAFE.
So maybe. You're more the teacher-student environment is what you think was really good for you.
The teacher-student connection, they're like super nice throughout my experience.
That's always good.
And the having that thing that you have to do when you know that you're paying for something, you have to do it.
Yeah.
There's deadlines to hit. You know, once you commit for like a year or two, like you're in. Like,
yeah, there's no point backing out.
And employers see real value in seeing someone who can commit to something for a long period of time.
It's like a job, right?
Yeah.
If you've stayed longer at a job, employees will see that you're loyal and you can commit to something and you're not just going to go job hopping. You know what I mean? Mm. Like hopping around. So.
Yep. So I don't know what your experience of university was like.
Yeah. You also have your degree, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a degree in digital and social media communications. Yep. I'm kind of a differing opinion to you, where I think, like, I agree it shows a level of commitment that you know, paid a certain amount of money, you went for a certain amount of years, that you really are passionate about what you're doing. But in the same way, at least in our fields, like within marketing, that thing as a whole, I think that you can get to the top without a degree. I think that experience is more valuable than a degree in this field.
So were you working throughout your degree, like, or like towards the end of it? Not in marketing?
No, like just part-time jobs. Yeah. When I finished my degree, that's when I got my first like full-time marketing gig.
Mm.
But I don't think I needed the degree. Like, it's great and it's something that a lot of people didn't have. So if you are looking at two candidates, same experience, one person does, one person doesn't.
Yeah,
great,
yeah,
I have it. But to be honest, I don't think I've needed it in any of the jobs that I've gotten. I've never been asked also for proof that I even went. Like, it's
maybe
you could have just written it down and someone
would be, yeah, whatever.
That, I also wasn't asked for proof, so I could have just lied.
Yeah.
And we where would I be?
Continuing it on.
Maybe I'd still be here.
Yeah.
But in your particular circumstance, could you, like, how else would you have learned everything that you learned? Just like self-teaching? Is it like just something that, like, common knowledge type of thing?
100% self-teaching. So, like, I started a lot in paid ads. I kind of moved a little bit away from that at the moment, but they don't teach you that in the degree anyway.
And
it changes so often. No.
Okay.
But it changes all the time. They could teach you how to build ads in the Facebook dashboard. Awesome. Next month, they're rolling out a new change. Doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
The only way you learn it is by doing it every day. So I learned a lot on every job I've ever had is where I've grown my skills.
Yeah. Okay. Do you feel like because marketing is such a fast-paced environment, especially, I mean, you did social media within the marketing degree, that the stuff that they're teaching you is kind of a little bit outdated as well, and it's maybe not keeping up with the times? Because for me, I started to do a little diploma on the side just to – it's always good to have something on your resume. I know that people like to see that. But I looked at doing a diploma and I started it, but it was so outdated that I was – my responses were not correct with what they were asking, because it was just not fast-paced enough to keep up with the trends and the times.
For sure. And I think the thing with a degree, or even if it is TAFE, everything has to be approved. It goes through so many different rounds that by the time it is approved – it's not relevant, especially social media changes.
In the digital, like, we work in the digital world, which is so rapidly developing. Yeah. And I think that plays a big part into why we think, or our opinions on degrees are like that. Like, the design industry, there's always new trends. There's always new updates to applications. Mm. And I think the universities do like slack a little bit on how often they update
their
actual curriculum. Stuff, when I was doing my university design degree, some of the video pods we were watching were many years old, and you could tell they were outdated.
Yeah.
But they just want to get the concepts and the groundwork into you.
Like, Do you feel like it's though when you're sitting though in that, you know, class or whatever, and you're watching that YouTube video of some guy standing in front of a whiteboard talking about something, and it's just like, this is kind of a waste of my time and my money that I'm investing
there
into this?
There is often, that does happen, but like, one thing that's valuable to one person might be valuable to another. So you can't say that as a blanket rule.
Yeah.
Like, especially in my particular design degree, is very broad. Mm. So there's many different channels you can take. And there was a lot of things I essentially just didn't listen to because I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the route I'm going to take.
Yeah.
But for a lot of other people, they were like, that's why there's different subjects within courses.
Of course.
And you can pick them and... Yeah. But in your particular circumstance of your degree, I want to know a little bit more about when you started, like, the environment. Like, if you never had that experience with the degree in the environment of marketing, like, would you have been able to learn what you did as quickly as what you did?
I think I would have, to be honest. Like, it's really
She's
bad.
So anti-university.
No, I'm absolutely not. University is great. Like, I don't regret going. Mm. Like, everything happens for a reason.
Mm.
Maybe I actually wouldn't have gotten these jobs. What about your Hextet?
Does that make you regret it?
It's gone.
Oh,
it's
been amazing. Good job, Ryan.
I think the thing is...
skip that one.
No, I'm going to actually keep going on it. So when you do university, that they call it like full-time or part-time.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of hours in a week where you're not working, right? And you're choosing to do university.
You do have to sacrifice
where
a lot.
If you decide not to do university, then... there's a good chance that a lot of people are going to take that opportunity to work.
Yeah.
And push university to the
on everyone else.
Or push self-taught learning to like after work hours and maybe not do it as often. And that's something that it's so easy to say in hindsight.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people will say, nah, don't degree, teach yourself. Yeah. But then you got to give the time to yourself.
And you don't have someone drilling you.
You don't have the pressure that's on you because you've already probably got a part-time job.
Yeah.
So there's
easy to slack.
It's so easy to say in hindsight.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, even though I've, you know, got the university debt, which is now rising by like 7% every year. And it's
that's super fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, Australia, New South Wales government.
Yeah. It's like super easy to, like, you know, crap on it. But like, you got to kind of think in hindsight, would I be where I am if I didn't do it?
Yeah, of course. I think that, I mean, look, I did not, I went to university for about 2 weeks and then I was like, hell no.
So technically you went to university.
This is that's not fun for me, but I didn't do anything to do with marketing at the time because that's not what I wanted to do. But I went for 2 weeks and the stuff that they were teaching, the curriculum was, it was like I was a baby again learning this thing. Like you, it, so I went for music and performance for singing and you had to audition, you had to get a certain ATAR and you think it's so exclusive and you think it's so, oh my gosh, like, you know, I've gotten in, I had to put all this effort in, but they literally started from like kindergarten music and I was there and I was like, this is going to cost me $70,000 in hex debt and I, for 2 years, I'm going to have to travel to Central.
70? What?
70 grand. Yeah. So it was like a, I'm not going to out who it was, but it was a private college for music. And you had to, it was 70 grand for 2 years.
Yeah.
And if you, I know, isn't that crazy? 70,000.
They know that if you're good at music, then your ceiling's high and you're going to be able to pay it off.
Yeah, maybe. But like that was not the case. No. But so I went and they give you like this little, sent like it's kind of like a trial time, whatever. I think it's like 30 days, it's like a census time something like that. Census day. And I went for 2 weeks. I had to travel to Central every day and then walk from Central to the place because there was no public transport to the place, no parking on premises.
This is the thing about college, like colleges who aren't universities.
Yeah. But this is a big place. Oh, okay. Like this is well known. Like they have, they're going to know exactly who I'm talking about, but they have
much big, away. Walking big distance from Central places.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of universities walking distance from Central.
Yeah, there's a fair few of these colleges around. I remember when I was just finishing, I was doing multimedia in high school and one of my friends was doing, like, he wanted to get into gaming development.
Yeah, and it's probably the same place. I think it's the same place.
I'm not sure. I didn't know about the music part. But there's colleges for that that are very expensive and I think they're a bit more, well, at least in his instance, they're a lot more lenient with the ATAR. So you pay a lot more to get into these colleges, but maybe it's different in your circumstances.
It sounds more, the college that I was going to did gaming as well. So that's why I'm like, it's probably the same one. But
did you get early entry?
Yeah.
Yeah, through your great music performance in high school. Yeah.
Correct, yeah. So, but you spend all this time, money, you know, it was I had to go 3 days a week. It was like for an hour, 3 days a week in the middle of Central. This was before the metro. Like it was going to, it took me like 5 hours altogether in walking transportation and buses to actually get there and back. But kindergarten music, like literally like, let's clap on the beat. And I was like, wow.
I think maybe that some of the reason behind that is, I'm not sure if you know what the minimum ATAR to get in there is, but maybe it's for people who like, maybe it's a bit lower.
Maybe.
So maybe those people need that. I know this like sounds stupid. Why would you want to learn? You never
Exactly. I think there wasn't enough transparency about what was actually going to happen. They made it out like it was super exclusive. You know, you got to get an ATAR. You got to audition. Like I had an audition, like full on, like 4 performances I had to do for this place to get in. And like, you don't think that if you have to audition to somewhere that it's going to be like firsthand, let's clap on the beat music. So obviously I was really upset with it because I was so excited to go. And then I quit after 2 weeks before the census date because I was like, I can't waste my money.
I think maybe it's kind of related to design, my degree. There was a lot of design history that we had to learn. And I'm just kind of sitting there like, this is stuff like ages ago, like it's not really relevant to like what we're doing anymore. Like, but maybe there's underlying fundamentals that you might not see when you hear it, but they're actually there and they're actually subconscious.
Did you know any of that stuff though?
When I was doing it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think design is something, you know, there's trends. Mm. So there's retro and shit. Of course, like, so.
Well, I knew all of the kindergarten music, so I was like, I'm not about to sit here for the next 6 months and clap my hands for someone.
They're probably subconsciously teaching you stuff, but yeah, I can see how you would have that opinion. Like,
I mean, for 70 grand wasn't worth it. Yeah. Like for me, but I was devastated because I was like, what am I going to do now? Mm. I felt like kind of a failure to quit. Like there's obviously a lot of pressure and it wasn't any but from my parents, but society to go to university to get once you finish school.
I definitely felt that.
Go to uni. Like you gotta go to uni. That's just it's the pathway to life, right? 100%. Uni, then the job. Mm. But so when I quit and I felt like a failure in a way because I was like, what the heck am I gonna do?
I feel like that's changed over the last years. Like
when I
came out of high school like 5 years ago, I'm the first person in my family to go to university.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like a little bit of a goal to like want to do that, to want to be the first person, but I also felt pressure from society in general, like, oh, go to university, like.
Yeah, it's just the way you're supposed to do
it. I think that's actually kind of changed now. TAFE's gotten a lot better. Trade is looked upon as a much more desirable job for at least men.
Yeah. And people appreciate self-taught, I think, a lot more these days as well. Yeah. And the idea, like, people are starting businesses earlier. People are, you know, using that. Like I got this job. I didn't have any experience working at an agency at all, but I had my own business where I had done it. And, yeah, I didn't make millions of dollars from it, like, barely close to that. Yeah. But I had that experience, and he liked, like, Naj liked the fact that I had taken the initiative to make a business, start a business, nice. And
it's the same dedication you're talking about with a degree.
Correct.
Like, in general, like, with the current YouTube era, like, and being able to see other people, and, like, you live on, like, social media every day, being able to see what people do, like, the YouTube phenomenon, is that the right word for it? Probably.
Yeah.
Like, has just changed the landscape of some professions, like design skills. You can learn pretty much anything on YouTube. Like, I started off doing YouTube like a couple years ago, doing gaming stuff, and those skills helped me develop my design skills. And just like YouTube, it really is where you
the
can
digital self-taught. World yeah. is it's just right there for you.
Yeah.
I think that's why people have that argument of degree or not to degree, because maybe 10 years ago that was so like, no, degree, definitely degree. Like, if we're ever going to say something, we're not going to tell you not to educate yourself. But now
there's just so much information available for free. There's a lot of free information out there.
Yeah. Lots of free courses and diplomas. Like, the one that I was doing was free.
Yeah,
oh, wow. Free diploma, like, there's a lot of scholarships and like government rebates as well. Yeah. Like, look into stuff like that, because there's so many resources out there for you to get into. Say you have no idea about design or social media or paid ads, but you just want to get your foot in the door, do a diploma, do a free course, just do something. Go rock up to the nearest agency and see if they need an intern, or like you did, for instance.
Yeah, that's what I did.
It's so much easier to, and it's like an episode we had before with EMAD about talking about, we love to see on social media you actually proving you can do things. Like, you might be able to write on a resume, hey, yeah, I went to university and yeah, I know all about paid ads, but we don't know that. How do we physically know
having
that you
can do
that?
Having a social profile, like, yeah.
Correct. Like, if you can show on YouTube, oh, I'm going to give you a demo on how to, you know, set up a campaign for someone or something.
Yeah, that's how one of the guys here got a job.
Exactly. So that was a really beneficial thing for him to get the job here. And that's a great way to – there's so many different ways to get jobs these days. It doesn't have to be like, you need to go to university and put it on your resume that 100%. You went there. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So, we'd say to degree or not to degree?
Depends.
I'd say digital marketing. I say you don't have to.
Yeah, I say not to degree.
Okay.
Not for digital marketing.
I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying you don't have to.
Yeah, I agree. You're welcome to. Well, our boss, like, obviously we've got, like, we haven't finished yet, but our boss has no degree and has built this whole kind of empire in a way, I guess, in the digital marketing world. He taught himself how to code and build websites and stuff, and he didn't go to university. He did go to TAFE though, but I don't know if it was for this. I can't
Sometimes really. Getting thrown in the deep end with no knowledge forces you to teach yourself.
Yeah.
And that maybe is
I learn things
story,
every single day in the classroom. Job. Like, I learn about your job. I learn about, like, I didn't know anything about Photoshop until I sat next to Ryan for a year, you know, and now I can use Photoshop and not super, super well yet, but
oh, you're okay.
I'm better than what I used to be, right?
You don't ask me too often anymore.
I don't. He's proud of that one.
I am proud of it.
But I guess being around people who are willing to educate you and give you the information that you would learn in university, but in more of a chill cultural environment like this, I've learned so much. And I'm not sure about you guys, but I feel like we're learning every single day.
For sure.
Yeah. Let's go for a vote. No degree.
Oh, look, you can't just put a blanket no degree or not degree on every
I'm
single
I'm putting a blanket. Fung's putting his hand up. Fung, what's your opinion? No degree.
Okay, look, if you do no degree.
Are you getting peer pressured?
Maybe.
Oh, don't be peer pressured.
We started off with a pretty strong yes, get a degree.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just.
No, did we this is this turned to a debate and we've convinced you.
Look, say what you think.
Nah, degree.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'll remain.
I say you don't need one. If you want to get one, great, but you don't need it to succeed in digital marketing.
Yeah, I think so. But obviously there is departments, sorry, not departments, but like careers where you will definitely need a degree.
Oh,
I don't want to see no brain doctor, surgeon without a degree. Yeah. I don't want to see my no heart surgeon wall. Without a degree. Like, stick to go to uni, please. Don't lie.
Digital jobs, it's open for debate.
Yeah.
And the debate
I mean, it's three against one. So. So yeah, thanks guys for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed. If you guys want to see the next episode, make sure you follow us and subscribe, and we'll see you then. Thanks.
See ya. Bye.